Okay, next we have Cody Beckley, who's going to talk about incorporating organic tools and conventional management systems for golf course fairways in the Mid-Atlantic.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here today to talk to everyone about our lab's efforts to improve the way that organic amendments and biocontrols are used by turf managers in our region. Right about now, you guys... Right about now, everyone probably feels like Bill Murray in Groundhog Day. Okay, how many times have you seen this slide in a different iteration? So I won't belabor the point. Suffice to say, our pathogen of interest here is Sclerotinia homeocarpa, one with a broad host range, affecting nearly all turf types in the Mid-Atlantic. And at its best, it's a nuisance. At its worst, it can cause serious issues with visual quality and playability. And so it's of interest to us, especially when we're talking about managing fairways and tees. Fortunately, we have many good control options to control this disease. One of the most prevalent and probably the primary one is through chemical means. There are many good fungicides on the market which do control Sclerotinia on fairways and tees. However, as we just went over, there's a high resistance potential and it has this characterization. And so we must look at other methods of control. Cultural control is another common one, specifically moisture management, limiting periods of leaf wetness through proper irrigation practices and dew removal. And then also fertility. We've seen that, and it's been documented, that increases in fertility and adequate nitrogen fertility can reduce the incidence of dollar spot. We are particularly interested in organic versus synthetic sources. I know that a lot of work has been done on source to see how that differs, but we're also interested in this because we're going to put it into a complete program over the season. And we're going to program it with biocontrol. So this is one area which we feel we can do some more work. I'm talking about biofungicides and organic amendments. And just for this presentation, we're going to focus on biofungicides. There's been also work done on these in the past, usually studies that focused on, you know, one product to control one disease. Studies such as McCall et al., they looked at isoparaffin oil used alone and combined with fungicides to control foliar disease on ryegrass fairways, and also Marvin et al., who used a particular strain of bacillus combined with quarter rates of synthetic fungicides to control dollar spot on greens. So this is where we come in, and we feel like we can take the next steps, and especially in looking at a programmed approach to these two factors, fertility source and fungicide source, so that hopefully, you know, through their combination, we can understand what practices, contribute to the effectiveness of a biological-based program. Sorry about that. So we'll start with, again, as I said, so we start to go into my project. We're going to evaluate fertility source, organic versus synthetic, and we'll combine that with programmed rotations of organic and conventional fungicides for controlled disease in ryegrass fairways. As I am a member of the Roberts Lab, we are also interested in the microbial component of this study, and we want to determine if treatments do change resident populations in our trial area. So just to get into a little more detail, this is a field study at Needwood Golf Course in Durwood, Maryland. We are working on a perennial ryegrass fairway maintained at 12 millimeters. The experimental design is as follows. We have a 2x4 factorial randomized complete block design. You see the two factors here. Our first factor and main plot factor is fertilization plus weed control source, either organic or synthetic. And then our second factor, disease control source, we have the four programs you see here, biological, conventional, hybrid, and none. Go ahead and get into these in more detail. So for fertility source, we looked at fertility at a rate of 25.8 kilograms per hectare of nitrogen every 28 days. The organic source was a fish and feather meal base with a microbe package, and this is how the manufacturer describes it. Synthetic was a sulfur-coated urea. For weed control, for the first year, we went out with liquid corn gluten for our organic treatment and dithiopyr for our synthetic treatment. So our second factor in the trial is disease control source. So for our biocontrol source, we employed a 14-day rotation of biological fungicides. And those are listed below. We used four different products. and I can talk about these later. I know I can't get into too much detail here. Please note that the rates on these products were most often at either, if a 14-day rate was listed, we use that. If not, then we use the high label rate on these products. We had a conventional program, which was just your standard 14-day conventional fungicide program you would see employed by any golf course superintendent. A hybrid program, which is where we alternated applications of biological and conventional, and then our non-treated check. This is the location of our trial at Needwood Golf Course. So on the days that I was out there applying my treatments, I was also collecting data. We took visual quality ratings with the NTEP rating scale. Also took disease incidence ratings by counting the foci of sclerotinia. At the end of each year, we did and are working on a simple phospholipid fatty acid analysis to just look at total biomass of bacteria, fungi in the soil and see if those change over time. And all the data was compiled and subjected to ANOVA and SAS. So we'll go ahead and get into results. And I have a couple slides that show the disease progress over the course of the year. So to start, you'll notice that you don't see fertility factor on this slide, and that's because for the first year, there was no difference in fertility factor. So I'll go ahead and walk you through the rest of this slide, talking about how to read it. So on the, you know, on the y-axis, we have the number of dollar spot infection centers per plot. The x-axis are the application dates, and please note that the dates that are starred or have an asterisk by them are the dates where the hybrid program received a biological fungicide. And then you see I have color-coded our different disease treatments, biocontrol, hybrid, conventional, and none. And the error bars up above are the error bars from the Tukey's HSD output from SAS on the dates on which we saw a significant difference. So if you can follow through, we saw relatively no issue with dollar spot until about the middle of June when treatments started to separate. Obviously, our non-treated check and our biocontrol did not do very well at reducing the amount of disease in fairways. Our conventional did very well. You see the blue line there. And then our hybrid program, which is perhaps the most interesting. So we did very well with the hybrid program up until about the end of July when we applied a biofungicide and had significant breakthrough. It should also be noted that 2016 was a very difficult year for us in managing fairways. There was significant heat stress and drought. And we lost a lot of turf grass in these plots. It was either organic or conventional. Both plots saw turf loss. We saw significant weed infestation, and especially in the organic plots, and that was due to the failure of liquid corn gluten as an adequate pre-emergent herbicide. So for that reason, we decided to switch it up. The prevalence of weeds in those plots is causing such an issue with me trying to rate for quality disease incidence that we decided to go with only dithiopyr in 2017. And I say that because in 2017, we actually did see a difference in fertility source. I'll touch on that later. That's probably not due to the actual source, but due to other factors. So this is the same chart. Please notice on the y-axis that we did see an overall higher incidence of dollar spot for this year. But the trends for disease control source stayed relatively, you know, they were almost the same, where our organic and non-treated check didn't do very well. The conventional did very well at controlling dollar spot, and then the hybrid, again, did very well up until that point in the middle of summer when I applied a biofungicide and I saw a breakthrough. Just to visualize kind of what happened here, so this is at the beginning of the trial in 2016. We have our four disease control factors. At the beginning, you know, not much of an issue. So this was primarily perennial rye, but we did have a little bit of Poa annua encroachment in all of these plots. And so at the end of 2016, you see it was a really tough year. A lot of goosegrass, crabgrass coming in, some voids in the turf. And at the end of this year in the winter, we saw a lot of Poa annua encroachment in these voided areas. So in 2017, in May, we were almost completely recovered. And at the end of 2017, really all of the plots look pretty good. Even though I had a higher incidence of dollar spot, it was mostly cosmetic, you know, just flecking. It didn't get to the, you know, the severity that we saw in 2016. And all the plots look pretty good at the end. So just as a summary, again, no difference in fertility factor for 2016. However, in 2017, we did see reduced dollar spot incidence on synthetic clots, but again, I'm not going to attribute that to the fertility source. What we're thinking is because we use liquid corn gluten in the organic fertility plots, we saw significant POA annual infestation there. That POA served as an excellent inoculant for dollar spot in 2017, hence the higher totals of dollar spot in organic fertility plots. For disease control factor, I didn't have the charts, but the conventional and hybrid programs were no different when considering season-long dollar spot control, and that was by looking at AUDPC values. But it should be noted that conventional obviously was significantly better than hybrid on select rating dates when pressure was high. Our first phospholipid fatty acid analysis, we returned no results as far as, you know, differences in populations there for fungi or bacteria. We're doing that again in 2017, see if that changes. So we want to talk about kind of how this started. Initially, this trial began with us, you know, meeting with the superintendents in Montgomery County, who at the time were living in a county which had just enacted a cosmetic pesticide ban for residential homes. While it was not likely that that ban would extend to them, you know, even in the immediate future, we were still concerned and we wanted to work out a way of gathering regional data that they could use if they were ever faced with the prospect of reducing or eliminating the amount of conventional fungicides that they could use on their golf courses. So to what I would say to them to start off is obviously we saw that biofungicide effectiveness varies greatly. We confirmed that. That's kind of what superintendents expect from biofungicides, and it's not great to tell them that your mileage may vary, but that's what we saw again. If you do want to incorporate any type of organic amendment or biofungicide in your program, just make sure to manage expectations. I really feel like biofungicides are going to be, should be thought of as, you know, that a part in that IPM program, the Integrated Pest Management Program, and not just a replacement for chemical options. That said, I really feel like we could do better if we had more time to look at this. Again, I'm a master's student, so I have a limited amount of time to look at these factors, but I feel like my programmed approach was simplistic, and that if I could more precisely program the organic fungicides, then I could deliver results comparable to conventional programs, especially if you remember my charts, my disease progress charts, the dollar spot broke in our hybrid plots after I applied a biofungicide. So just by targeting applications, tank mixing, shortening intervals, we could do better. Overall, though, we can also throw our voice out that isoparaffin oil has been an effective tool for dollar spot control. I'd like to thank Dr. Roberts for his guidance on this project and the rest of my committee, the generous funding and products we've received, especially from the Mid-Atlantic GCSA and the Eastern Shore GCSAA and all the collaborators that I've been able to work with. So I'll take some questions.
A couple minutes for questions. Okay.
Thanks.